A diamond necklace plays upon, hand in hand some drummed along, whoa, to a handsome man in baton. A blind class aristocracy, back through the opera glass you see the pin and the pendulum draw.
Won't you spare me over till another year? Well, what is this that I can't see with ice cold hands taking hold of me? Well, I am death, none can excel. I'll open the door to heaven or hell. Oh, death, someone would pray, could you wait to call me another day? The children prayed, the preacher preached, time and mercy is out of your reach. I'll fix your feet till you can't walk, I'll lock your jaw till you can't talk. I'll close your eyes so you can't see this very hour come and go with me. Death, I come to take the soul, leave the body and leave it cold. To drop the flesh off of the frame, the earth and worm both have a claim. Oh, death. Oh, death. Won't you spare me over till another year? My mother came to my bed, placed a cold towel upon my head. My head is warm, my feet are cold. Death is a moving upon my soul. Oh, death, how you treating me? You close my eyes so I can't see. Well, you're hurting my body. You make me cold. You run my life right out of my soul. Oh, death, please consider my age. Please don't take me at this stage. My wealth is all at your command, if you will move your icy hands. Oh, the young, the rich or poor, all alike me, you know. No wealth, no land, no silver, no gold, nothing satisfies me but your soul. Oh, death, oh, death, won't you spare me over till another year? Won't you spare me over till another year? Won't you spare me over till another year?
Oh, yeah. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free-Formed Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. That's right, that's right, that's right. And this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Like I said, I'm just going to annoy the heck out of you and just remind you that, yeah, we're having a paranormal supernatural show that fell on Halloween. What are the odds? Oh my goodness, I am so excited. Like, I'm feeling the Halloween spirit. I think I've got some family members listening. I think they'll get a kick out of when I said that when I used to act up when I lived at home, my dad would say, "Okay, Mariah, it's not Halloween. Okay, Mariah, it's not Halloween. Stop acting like it's Halloween." And it was, and I would laugh because he would call being crazy and acting up and laughing and having fun, he would call it Halloween behavior. And he would tell me to stop because it's not Halloween. So so I was laughing at that. But that's the whole lesson. The whole lesson is that adults, listen. look at what's around you. Look at everything. Look at the signs. Kids, they dress up. They have fun. It's like the funnest time of the year for them. But and you dress up and it's fun. But like, why? But then kids are like this all year long. Kids are happy and joyful and playful all year. Why do we only reserve today to be happy, playful, and joyful, lighthearted, dress up, and be who we want to be? You don't need a mask to be who you are. And let this be a beautiful lesson, okay? Yes, Daddy, it is Halloween all the time. It is Halloween time. Oh my goodness, love it. So guess what? Guess what it is? I'm so excited. Ah! We're doing the drumming. So let's get into the sound healing. I'm gonna do the Tibetan bowl, singing bowl, and we're just gonna tune you, align you. We're gonna do all that good stuff, and we're gonna get into the drumming. So here we go. Sit still, feel it, take it all in. I'm just gonna give you a nice gentle boop. It's gonna be like boop, and you're gonna feel it. You're gonna feel it all around you, just circulating, and just basically, it's like a sound hug for your body. It's healing. One. Very nice, very nice. So during the drumming, you know, I'm gonna go as long as I feel we should go. I may start singing, I may start talking, or I may just be silent. It's just really what's going to be feeling and what I feel is needed to be channeled in order for the healing and order for the journey to occur. And so basically you can ask a question, you can just sit back and see what spirit wants to tell you, or if you don't see anything at all, just take in the healing. And this is a time to just let go. We're not striving for anything, we're going on a journey. And whether that journey is vivid and lucid, like a natural trip, or it's nothing, take in everything, because everything, it means something. Because if you don't see anything, that probably means you just need the healing and you just need to be present. If you start seeing stuff, write it down. Remember this journey is just for you. What spirit tells you is just for you. What questions you have is just for you. And when you go in, remember to find your power animal. And again, if you don't see a power animal, no worries. We're just going with the flow, okay? For example, I always see Native American spirit guides and that my ancestral lineage from that time period. And I see Mark Twain quite a lot. So I think that's fun. But I tend to see a lot of past lives when I do journeying, and I see, but I always, almost every time I see a Native American guide. So it's just to give you an idea of like what you, if you see what, because yours may be completely different, and just hone in on that. Okay, so we're gonna start. Thank you.
message from the infinite spirit. The money's coming in. The abundance is coming in. The prosperity and having enough, it's all here. It's already in your energy field. Everything that you need is right here. Everything that, in that place of want, in that place of desire, in that place of not yet, replace that with, I already have. Replace that with, it's already here, because the gathering, the fruits of our what we put into the soil, the seeds, the harvesting, the planting, watch your garden come alive. It's here. As your thoughts are here. Your thoughts are seeds. What are they growing into? Watch them grow. Thank you so much for joining us for the beautiful shamanic drumming and healing. I got a really awesome message, and I hope you did too, or whatever it is that you got. That was probably one of the best messages I had so far during the shamanic drumming. It was, the vision was amazing, and it felt so good. So see, it's good to be able to sit, come here and connect and understand different ways of connecting with spirit, especially through sound, and being able to deliver a message through sound and through those portals. And so if you got anything profound or anything happened, let me see here. Ooh, somebody was inspired to make music as they were listening to this. That's a super plus, super duper plus that was able to happen. You see, it's an activation. This is all an activation, and it works. It's a healing. This is pure healing, sound healing. And it's just really being able to open yourself up to it and really feel what spirit has for you when, if your department, you know, especially if you're a musician. So, and a creative force here on the earth plane. Oh, we can just take a nice deep breath, inhale and exhale, and just see how phenomenal all of that, oh my God, all of that magic was. So thank you so much. Oh, I can't keep just blurring out the gratitude because it's overflowing right now. The overflowing for the answers and the messages and everything that we've been asking for, it all, I feel like, just comes together here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Everything just seems aligned, and everything is the way it should be. I'd never plan anything, you know, because it's just a flow. And when we're in a flow, that's when the spontaneous goodness, it really, really comes to life. Whew. So here is something so, okay, so we're going to continue with our playlist. Look at, this is so fitting. The Cramps, Human Fly. Ugh, you know it is. You know it. You know it. You know it. Of course we're going to play this. You know it. Some surf, some spooky surf rock. Okay. Why not? Why wouldn't that happen? Anyways, stay tuned. This is, if you're just tuning in, this is Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I love you so much. Stay tuned. We're here to 8 p.m. And stay tuned for the angel message for the show, the angel message of the night at 8:40. Don't miss this.
Six eyes, I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane. And I don't like a ride, so push that best aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using dream warfare. Rock. We'll be right back.
I'm a demon fly. I still eat fiddle wire. I say buzz buzz. I ain't as cheeky because I'm a unzipped fly. And I don't know why. And I don't know why, but I say. Fly tonight and I say buzz. I get right and I say buzz. But I don't know why. Don't know why.
Let me out of here!
Nickel, what's in there?
Matt's a skeleton in this closet.
That's all right, Puddin'. He'll get used to you.
Spooks were having that midnight fling. The merrymaking was in full swing. They shrieked themselves to a cheerful dance. When the skeleton in the closet did his dance. Now goblin giggle with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from a big banshee. Amazing was every ghostly glance. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance. All the witches were in stitches while his steps made rhythmic thumps. And they nearly dropped the broomsticks when he tried to do the bums. You never heard such unearthly laughter or such hilarious groans. When the skeleton in the closet rattled his bones.
Thank you.
You asked for it. Spirit's asking for it. We're doing a live song. I'm doing my song. Woo! Woo! Here we go. It's all spontaneous.
Ain't nothing like a raging silence. Ain't nothing like a heart that beats on time. Ain't nothing like a raging silence. Ain't nothing like a feeling alive. Ain't nothing like a raging silence. Ain't nothing like a heart that beats on time. Ain't nothing like a raging silence. Ain't nothing like a feeling alive. Okay, now feeling alive. Copacetic, God knows that you won't regret it like this. Go ahead, get copacetic, God knows that you won't regret it like this. No one here to tell you how to think, here to tell you how to dream. This is your world, this is your kingdom, so rule it right. This is your world, this is your kingdom, so rule it right. Go ahead, get copacetic, God knows that you won't regret it like this. Ain't nothing like a raging silence. Ain't nothing like a heart that beats on time. Ain't nothing like a raging silence. Ain't nothing like a feeling alive. Ain't nothing like a raging silence.
Woo!
Ain't nothing like a heart that beats on time.
Ain't nothing like a raging.
Come on,
come on.
Woo! Okay, now feeling alive.
Here we go.
Governing my own world. Are you a slave or are you a king?
Go!
Governing my own world. Governing my own world. Are you a slave or are you a queen?
Woo!
Go ahead, get copacetic. God knows that you won't regret it like this. Go ahead, get copacetic. God knows that you won't regret it like this. Take back your... authentic name is wild and freedom all day. Take back your authentic name is wild and freedom all day. Go ahead, get copacetic, God knows that you won't regret it like this.
Come on,
like this.
Woo!
Just in time for the sunset, baby. Just in time for the sunrise, baby. The world raging silence. Ain't nothing like a heart that beats on time. Ain't nothing like a raging silence. Ain't nothing like a feeling alive. Ain't nothing like a raging.
Come on.
Ain't nothing like a heart that beats on time. Ain't nothing like a raging.
Come on.
Ain't nothing like a feeling alive. Okay, now feeling. Go ahead, get copacetic, God knows that you won't regret it like this. Go ahead, feel copacetic, God knows that you won't regret it like this. Go ahead, feel copacetic, God knows that you won't regret it like this. Like this. Like this.
Isn't that a surprise? Surprise! Woo! So that just happened spontaneously. Like, my song just came on during the shuffle after the Clockwork Orange. And Spirit was like, Stanley Kubrick was like, girl! Because me and Stanley Kubrick, Spirit, we're like this. We are like this. And magical things always happen, you know, when he's around. That was magical. I had so much fun doing that. That was just spontaneous. That was my song that I made, that beat and lyrics and everything, and it's called Copacetic. I hope you enjoyed all that as I did. Woo! This is so much fun. I love it. I love being here. Let's just get excited.
Meet me in the light, get in line, get excited.
Woo! Oh my goodness. Okay. I want to play actually another thing from Little Shop of Horrors, if you don't mind. Because it's like, okay, we're going to of course play that album. We played the first song, Little Shop of Horrors. Like I said, go see that movie if you haven't yet. I mean, what's better than a talking plant, a talking killer plant that's a musical? It's so entertaining. It's so good if you haven't seen it. So let me share some more magicaler Little Shop of Horrors with you. Really? Is this really happening? Yes, it's the dentist song.
When I was younger, tatty kid, my mama noticed funny things I did, like shooting puppies with a BB gun. I'd poison guppies when I was done. I'd find a pussycat, bash its head. That's when my mama said.
What did she say?
She said, my boy, I think so. A dentist. You have a talent for causing pain.
Hey,
so be a dentist. People will pay you to be inhumane. Your temperament's wrong for priesthood, and teaching would suit you still.
I taught you much, my little Julius.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me and listening to my mixes. that was a beat I made that mixed. It was a Stanley Kubrick. There's a lot of Stanley Kubrick that's just coming in tonight. I wasn't expecting that. I really was not expecting this whole thing. Like, his spirit is so strong with me tonight, which is amazing. That was actually combined of A Clockwork Orange and The Shining, which he did both movies. And I actually just made my own mix of like my imagination of what a song would be if I made a beat with A Clockwork Orange and The Shining. And these are actually, this beat is actually a lot of sampled, you know, music from the movie Clockwork Orange. So I hope you enjoyed that. I taught you much, my little droogies. So we're getting close to that time where that's the end of our show, and time totally flies when you're having fun. I totally could do a whole nother hour of this. But it's getting close. So we have our message for angels of the day. Oh my God, this is amazing. Everything's so amazing. I love spontaneity and everything that's happening right now. Don't you just love it? Don't you just love it? Woo! Oh my goodness, I can't get enough. So stay tuned. Please stay tuned. We got some messages. We got a brief message from Spirit.
Hello, baby.
Hey, this is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock, rock.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
It's me, I'm back. I am back again. With your normal programming. Anyways, I love you. I said hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Bear with me, I'm doing technical things right now. I shouldn't have told you, but I am. So anyway, let's get into it. Multitasking. So there's a lot of things coming in from Spirit. I was literally joking about this other day as I was like, yeah, well, I have to produce and channel Spirit at the same time. Like, and I was joking. I was like, I'm picking up something while I'm like typing things in. Yes, I'm recalling your mother coming in and or like this must be a grandmother energy that's happening. And meanwhile, I'm doing all these technical things. It is. It's mind boggling. It's awesome, though. I wouldn't trade it for anything. So let's go in. Just wait with me. Today is all about comedy and fun and Halloween, and my dad just vividly saying it's not Halloween. It is Halloween, Dad. It is. So anyways, thank you, Infinite Spirit. I'm open to the message of what needs to be said tonight. This beautiful, enchanting evening that we had. Everything was just so great. I really sucked at mixing tonight. But I don't care. I'm having so much fun. I don't know what. I think I'm ahead of myself today. Everything's like, I'm in the future. And that's why I was just kind of like, ugh. Anyway. So coming in, what is the message? It's really, okay. So you know that whole saying, like when people, before people cross over, everyone's like, oh my God, my life flashed before my eyes. We don't really need to get to that point before we cross over to see our life flash before our eyes. It's very important right now that we take a moment to see the movie of our entire life unfold, but highlight the good attributes of it, highlighting all the good things that have happened to us, highlighting the success, the love, the family, the friends, these things that make life worth living, and try to put that into a reel. Try to visualize that regularly instead of having this profound moment about before you cross over. Because if we this is a really beautiful message. Like if we are incorporating this video, playing about our lives, the beauty. You ever saw that movie American Beauty? Like, you know, the main character, Kevin Spacey, by the end of the movie, he's like seeing all these, it's such a beautiful imagery and cinematography. He's seeing like his daughter, his wife, is these little things, and just with all this tragedy that's going on and how peaceful he was when he crossed over. But you can feel the peace too when you're seeing the imagery in that movie. And this is what he wants to bring with us. Spirit wants to bring to us is understanding when we are replaying, understand the tapes we're playing, understand the programming in our brain. We have to be so mindful of all the programming that's happening. So are you playing tapes and rewinding over and over of the bad things? Are you playing over and over all these tragic, traumatic things that have happened? Are you, once you get triggered by something traumatic, are you going back into that hole? Are you going back into that door? Are you reliving that? Or are you playing these images that are just of this in a loop, in this reel of beauty and love and everything you have? It reminds me of recently, actually, I don't think I shared this with you. I was in Newton Center. I know I ran into somebody and he told me he saw my picture in Newton Center and I was modeling glasses. Like, oh my God, I did that such a long time ago. And I was like, I can't believe it's still up there. So I went to go see for myself. It's in a TV. So when on this TV, it's in a loop. So you just see my picture in a loop and it's you can see me having fun. I'm happy. I'm joyful. And this is reminding me of the message that because in real life, if you go to Newton Center, Yosemite Eyewear, right next to the JP Licks, you can see like it's a reel. And so that's bringing it to this life
And that's like, what if you could see a picture of yourself playing in a loop? Oh my God, I'm getting really emotional right now because it's just like, I just felt that love that Spirit is bringing in for all of us. Like, if you can see your life in a loop, replaying on a video, on screen, the joyful moments, the happiness, the capturing all of that good, your life would change so much right now. Everything would change about the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you did work, the way you moved your body, who you are. Everything would change. When you can change the tape that's playing over and over in your brain, you're going to change your life. And speaking from experience, I've had that. So if you're dealing with something like depression, you're dealing with anxiety, it's time to get another tape of a memory, a video, you know, get that video and play the happy highlights in a loop. Just keep doing that. And it doesn't matter what it takes. You've got to reprogram your brain if you want your life to change. You've got to change the subconscious programming. You have to change exactly what you're feeding. You're the one feeding the subconscious. So make sure when you're feeding the subconscious, that subconscious is going to give out and reflect into the world everything you're giving it. It doesn't ask questions. It doesn't reject. It doesn't say this is bad or good. It is literally a loyal subject that will take in everything you give it and put it right back out. So what tape are you playing? What's going to be the new theme? This is good. With the eclipse going on, this is about endings and beginnings. We're ending that new phase, that phase of the year. We're going into the new. What is the new that you're playing? What are the habits that you're changing? What are the things you said to yourself that you were going to do? Where are you moving forward in progress? And how are you going to be? Oh my God, this is Stanley Kubrick. This is him because he was a filmmaker. Oh my God. So this is Stanley Kubrick's, and this is him being the filmmaker and giving this message. I knew it was you. I knew it. And he's helping us to understand through film. Giving us a life lesson in spirituality through film, replaying it. Now, we know what kind of movie Stanley Kubrick made, but that's besides the point. The point is that his journey and what he's learned and what he's helping us to remember is to replay that film. I love you so, so much, all of you. Thank you so much for joining me and having the most beautiful, wonderful, spectacular Halloween. This has got to be one of the best Halloweens I've ever had. It's love, it's light, it's music, it's spontaneous. It's just, oh my God, it's full of so much joy and spirit and our angels. And we're so loved. You're so loved. And thank you, Stanley Kubrick, for coming in, just blessing us with your beautiful art. It was actually Stanley Kubrick who inspired me to want to be a filmmaker and to want to do all this. So, you know, this is amazing, and I hope his spirit has inspired you. Even if you're not into him, maybe you'll go see more Stanley Kubrick films and you'll understand and appreciate his art just as much as I do. So we are out, skis. I love you so much. Coming up, we have Rising with Skyba. Skyba, don't you love saying that word? Skyba. He plays some awesome tunes. So stick around for that. I'm so glad you're sharing your Halloween right here with us at WMFO. I'm really so unbelievably grateful for all of you. You're so beautiful. Have a beautiful, enchanting, magical night. And you know, of course, what I'm playing. Don't even act like you don't know, because you don't know. You know what this is. Okay, we're out, skis. Goodbye. Love you. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that I
Alive, your body starts to shiver, for no